A subtle move by political leadership in India may be setting the stage for radical Hinduism. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris with Mission Network News. One of our ministry partners is offering a call for prayer for Christians in India. Plus, a physical threat to India's people. Find your place in the story on Mission Network News. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appointed a committee to rewrite history. Their goal is to connect India's first inhabitants with today's Hindu society and erase the nation's multicultural history. Open Doors USA's David Curry says it's one more foundational effort by radical Hindus to make India a Hindu nation.
We have this idea of India as peaceful, as Gandhi, as all of these kinds of things, but they now have changed. And it's shown in our World Watch List with hundreds of attacks on Christian churches and Christians, pastors being arrested. I've seen pictures when I was in India of pastors being chained to the wall of a jail.
Open Doors has resources to get you involved. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
We have started a prayer campaign. You can go online, get all the information about what to pray for on a weekly and monthly basis for India. This isn't something where we must sit by. We can be part of a solution.
You're listening to Mission Network News. And Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is looking at his country and saying things need to change. Christian Aid Mission's David Boghossian.
A big part of the population is under 30, and they're looking at the past 30 years of what's happened in Saudi Arabia in a very negative way.
Saudi Arabia has been plagued by extremist groups, and now the Crown Prince has a proposition.
And so they're looking at doing something that on the surface looks pretty radical, actually reforming this body of literature called the Hadith.
It's a collection of sayings from Islam's prophet Muhammad and also a significant source for Islamic religious laws and moral guidance. But it's also where extremist branches of Islam draw its support. The Crown Prince's biggest challenge to shaking things up? Getting Islamic clerics to agree to reform. So please, as people in Saudi Arabia continue to search for truth and love, pray they'd be led to Christ. Today is World Malaria Day. This mosquito-transferred disease kills hundreds of thousands of people each year, and yet it's preventable and treatable. In India's rural areas, people struggle to afford simple preventive tools like long-lasting insecticide nets. Donna Glass of India Partners.
When you're living on less than $2 a day and you've got a family, these nets that are about $10 becomes out of your range of what you can afford for your family.
India Partners works with several indigenous organizations to distribute these nets to high-risk villages. Would you consider joining them in their vision to see an India rich in hope, justice, and compassion? Learn how at missionnews.org.
With the summertime coming and some of the monsoons will be coming up, this is really a preventative time to get the nets in place before we have these incidences of standing water.
And finally today, there are over 2 billion unreached peoples around the world. They're desperately in need of a gospel witness, yet often the church is apathetic about the call to missions. Steve Harling, president of Reach Beyond, says that more than anything, this is a heart problem.
Do we care about the heart of God? We're not just talking about massive numbers of people, you know, some million people group somewhere or other that's far away and removed from us. We're talking about individuals that our Heavenly Father loves and cares about.
On May 20th, people around the U.S. will be recognizing the International Day for the Unreached. It'll be a day to remember what God is doing. But Harling emphasizes this should be more than one day.
This has to be catalytic. It has to be owned by the body of Christ. We are in this together, and we are committed to seeing the fulfillment, really, of Revelation 7:9 in our time. That's what the goal needs to be.
Talk to your church about how you can be involved with IDU this year and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a free 14-day prayer guide that helps you pray specifically for this unreached people group. You can also sign up to get our free e-news updates featuring stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.